You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Season 5.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows.
Additional support provided by Deer Camp Coffee and Yeti Coolers.
Hey guys, welcome to the Boner Planet Podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, tonight, along with Kevin Conlon from Florida. Can't believe it. Kevin's back. Say hi. Jay's in from up north in Michigan, so that's kind of fun.
Up north?
I'll just call it that.
36 miles.
We might lose him, so just so everybody's aware, because a lot of times his internet's not the best. So
yeah, you know, that boondock internet, you know, all the way up north.
I don't think Jamie and Tim need introduction anymore. And Heath is joining us from Thorn Broadheads. Heath, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Are you guys?
Yeah, man, thanks. We're doing good.
Thanks for joining us. I really want to have you guys on to talk a little bit about the Crown, because it's been a lot of people have asked me a lot of questions about this broadhead. We've done a lot of stuff with it internally here, and you know, learning about it from you guys directly, there's a lot of stuff about the flight and why they're different size broadheads on there, or different blades, I should say, different sizes and the twist. So I was kind of hoping you could tell us, I guess, first a little bit about Thorn and then maybe jump into the Crown.
Okay, yeah. So Thorn is technically, it's like a three-year-old company. We did kind of a false launch in the fall of 2017, and then we actually launched at the ATA show of 2018. And our claim to fame is our original, which we now call the OG for good reason. It started out with just the inch and three-quarter cut. It's got the stainless steel patented rip tip. And that was kind of our claim to fame. You know, we got famous for patented hidden blade technology, field point accuracy, no doubt, guaranteed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then in 2019, about, I think, probably July, we started to endeavor in on the Crown. Andy, our CEO, his main goal in the beginning was to create a fixed blade that could do field point accuracy without having to do the special tuning to a bow, because most common bow hunters, they don't know to tune your bow to a broadhead. So his goal, and which ended up creating the OG, as you can see in the video there, that's the OG. So that's kind of what sparked the Crown, because his main purpose or main goal was to create the fixed blade that could do the same kind of accuracy as a field tip and as our original expandables. And I mean, the Crown itself, it was quite the endeavor. We had some engineers that we worked with that were looking into design, saying this should fly good. And just in field testing, man, it blew my mind how quickly it complained just any little bit. And we almost threw it away, to be honest. It was something that we honestly thought we were not going to get the broadhead to fly at all. I remember it, we were doing some field testing, and at 30 yards, I completely missed the target. at 30 yards.
Wow.
I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh. It's like, there's just no way. And that was, at the time, that broadhead looked substantially different. I mean, quite a bit different than what the end result was. We were, if that,
no matter where
that in particular had 1-inch blades up the entire ferrule instead of the step down. And because of that day where we just found that nothing was flying right, we decided to create kind of a cone effect, and something that I knew was pretty substantial to fly to was how things were helixed or helical, the helical in the blades. And from a tournament perspective, and just like any kind of guy, any kind of boat hunter that's dead serious about his bow hunting, most of the time, you know, he sets an offset or a helix on his vanes. And 9 times out of 10 of all the bows that I've ever shot personally, that helix is to the left. And so we took that into consideration with this crown. We put the helix on the blades towards the left. Now, it won't affect if you have a right helix on air. We've tested them with those. But we took that mindset and we added it to the crown. And because we did the cone shape, which like from the tip down, it kind of creates a cone effect or a Christmas tree, if you will. That also gave us the field point accuracy that we were looking for as an end result. And as a matter of fact, the first one we ever made, we just, after scratching our heads, wanting to throw it away, we went back to the drawing board and we actually took those 1-inch blades. We ground them down on a knife sharpener and then to put them to those lengths. And then just as just a raw prototype, we were instantly getting groups at 50 and 60 yards that were 1-inch and 2-inch groups automatically. It was almost just like from God handing it straight to us. I mean, it was just crazy how we come up with that. And we finally got some engineers to do the drawings, and it was just like a no-brainer to them that, yeah, that should work. So it's pretty great. We're proud of it. And it's as a side effect of that helix, you get just an incredible entry hole and exit hole, and it's 100% no failure. And you know, we got a lot of guys that are worried about our mechanicals. You know, there's a lot of people that are on the edge of mechanicals anyway, and this crown has definitely tapped into that market for sure. So we're proud of it.
I think that the story behind this broadhead is so incredible to me. Like, I just love the idea of perseverance with engineering to make something from nothing and to take it from having an issue to like, now it's perfect. It works. Everybody loves it. I think it's a great story and experience that when I talked to your guys' team about it, I was like blown away by the amount of work that went into this broadhead. But clearly the broadhead is vicious, and our testing proved that the whole it cored out was literally so impressive in the ballistics gel. I mean, it literally is like a tunnel of cuts, you know, it's not the widest. I mean, there's definitely going to be wider than it, but the point is it bored a hole that is like a freaking hole. So yeah. Like, it's like getting shot with a gun. It's almost like just a complete hole, which is very incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like,
I love a lot of guys. Aggressiveness of like that thing, man. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. A lot of guys correlate it to like a shotgun slug hole. And honestly, I couldn't think of a better analogy for it. Cause when our testing, we were blown away. In the fall of 2019, we took it to Oklahoma and hunted with Brad Clay in Final Descent Outdoors and stuck us on some of his land that he gets to hunt. And they had, I believe it was 75 deprivation tags for does out there. And we got to partake in some of that. And we killed 11 deer out of 4 guys in 4 days. And just that crown was, we knew that week then was just like, yeah. This is final. This is going to kill for sure.
Yeah, the thing is absolutely wicked looking, man. I mean, from the moment we got him in, I looked at it in the package and I said, what the heck is this? You know, because it kind of almost looks like a Christmas tree in a way, right? Yeah. Where it's smaller at the top and gets wider at the bottom. But what I absolutely love about it is something you already touched on is the fixed blade aspect of it. I'm a big fixed blade guy, and you know that whether that's right or wrong, it is what it is. I just, you know, I like eliminating the unknowns of mechanicals that could be there. And to have a fixed blade that is this aggressive is just, I mean, there's nothing like it on the market at all. There's not been anything on the market like it at all.
I think that's why it gets so much attention, to be honest, because people see it and they're like, they think it's a mechanical at first. I get a lot of questions like, oh, is that a mechanical? I'm like, it's not a mechanical, it's a fixed head. And that was the whole point of Thorn having this crown, is that now you guys have a mechanical and you have this fixed blade, which gives you guys two different options now, which makes complete sense. But this has got to be by far the most aggressive head I've ever seen, I think, in this industry. And it's got, because it's all these little blades. I mean, there's so many cutters on such a crazy plateau of angles. It's just really incredible.
Yeah a lot went into this head for sure, man. It was, and to have it and to see the results and to see the satisfaction that our customer base has gotten, and not only that, it's created a whole new, like you say, a whole new customer base that we've never had.
It's interesting too, and I'll say this real quick, that no one has said anything about the price. At $70, it's definitely not the cheapest broadhead in the market. But my point is in all the videos we did and testing, no one ever balked once at the price, which I thought was incredible. So the good news is they recognize that it's a really well-made head and it's worth the extra money compared to buying a cheap $30 pack of heads, you know? So that's a good thing.
Yeah. We've noticed that too, is we know as an American-made company, the margins you have to make to survive and to pay and all that. You got to jack the price up. We get that. We get that it's an expensive head. But like you say, when people see that price margin, it may buck a few, but it's like they see that and say, oh, I'm getting something that is worth my money, that I'm going to have, especially a customer relation, which we try to pride ourselves in, is having great customer relations. When there is an issue, all they got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call and either email us or whatever. We'll get it fixed. And I think those price margins also pay for that in a sense, if you will, that they pay for that customer base that they can have with us.
And it's also about the durability too, right? I mean, being a fixed blade, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can replace the blades on them as well. So if, you know, you shoot one, something gets damaged, I mean, the shell itself is, you know, good. You just have to replace the blades on it, which is, I mean, much cheaper once you add the actual head part for it, right?
Correct. Yeah, we actually created a rebuild kit, and it comes with three separate kits or three separate rebuilds. So you could rebuild three different broadheads. And as a matter of fact, in the pack of broadheads, it comes with a replacement set of blades.
Oh, no way.
In the rebuild kit, it comes with the ball bearing. So the ball bearing lock system, it's what the bearings hold all the blades in it. So when the tip is screwed down, of course, everything's just rock solid.
Wow, that's really cool. I didn't realize those bearings are what holds it together. That's so cool. Holy cow.
We didn't really know how we were going to hold it all into place. We thought we might try the traditional, notching the blades and then locking them in together, like traditional fixed blades in the past. But one of our engineers, he kind of threw out an idea that he'd done on another project for another client. And he's like, well, why don't we try this bearing lock system? And it was like, we knew instantly. And as a matter of fact, it helped substantially with the weight. With those bearings and a titanium tip that we created, it was a beautiful 100 grains when it was finished. So it worked out in the end for sure.
Yeah, so you got a blade and then you drop a ball bearing in from the top, I'm assuming, put the other blade in, drop another ball bearing, put another blade in. Is that how that works?
You can do it that way, but as the easiest way that we've found, especially for our assembly team, is you can actually dump all four of the ball bearings in. And starting at the bottom, you put the 1-inch blade and then the 3/4-inch blade. And as you stick those blades in those slots, the ball bearing will actually move itself into position.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful a little bit, but for the most part, I mean, all you got to do is just slide it in and the edge and the blades will go in between
the ball bearing.
Yep. And it'll position them correctly with each blade as you ascend the ferrule of the broadhead.
Yeah, Keith, what is this slot for here?
That slot is actually for our tip tool. We've got a little stainless tip tool that comes in every pack. And what it is just a little piece of stainless that's a little rod. And you stick that through that hole, and you can tighten the tip and loosen it as well when you need to replace the blades or the ball bearings.
So it just gives you leverage for the tool.
Correct. And because it's such a smooth tip, we knew if you cinched it down with like a pair of pliers or something, we knew we would probably doink up the titanium. And with that expensive of a tip and the titanium, we was like, we got to give something, you know, really customer friendly. So we created the tip tool and put that little hole in there.
So it's just ease of use. The tip's titanium. What's everything else? Is everything else stainless steel?
The tip is titanium. The ferrule of the broadhead is a 7075 aircraft grade aluminum. So it's a super tough aluminum. And the blades itself, they're a 440 stainless. And the ball bearings, they're just a stainless ball bearing.
Gotcha. Quality material, though, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
And it looks like you got the materials worked out to get the right combination for the weight, because obviously Correct. Everything titanium, I think it'd probably be a little bit heavier than 100 grams.
The titanium actually comes out super light.
Does it really?
That is why we incorporated it in our Rift 2.2. It was actually given to us from, I can never remember his name, but it was a. We incorporated it in our 1¾ HPX, which was originally designed for the Raven crossbows back when a lot of the guys in those crossbow forums were raving about none of the mechanicals were working with the Raven. And we had guys trying it with ours, but the stainless steel was so heavy that on that initial force that those Ravens have when they fire,
yeah.
The blade, the tip had enough weight where it was staying behind and shearing the blade or shearing the shear pin and fly. And so it was actually just a customer. He was an engineer maybe for NASA, and he was a big time bow hunter. And he seen our issue and then wrote an equation for using titanium and sent it to us. And we tried it out and it worked. It was beautiful. And created the HPX. And then the HPX kind of spawned off the 2.2 Rift. And when we wanted that bigger cut, and because of that titanium tip dropped the weight in the HPX, that's why we have a brass collar on the back of even the 100 grains. The 100 grains require a brass collar for weight purposes on the HPXs. But in the Rift, we take that same tip and put it on those heavier blades, a longer ferrule, and it created a beautiful 100 grains even.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so, we knew that with the crown, we knew that with all those components and with that long of a ferrule, we knew it was going to have to cut weight somewhere. So we decided to run the titanium. We tried stainless, but in the end, the weight would hover around 115, 120. So we knew it wouldn't work. And Even though using the titanium it jacked up our prices, it's definitely sold. Because when people see that titanium, they automatically know they're getting something tough and rigid. So it's definitely a selling point, if you will, for us.
So I guess this will be a little bit of a harder question, but it sounds like you kind of touched on it a little bit, and I had this one written down to ask you is, so with what we're seeing right now in the industry in crossbows, we're seeing Raven launching 500 feet per second, 10 point showing off. I think it was 440, maybe even 460 this year. Have you guys been able to test these heads with those, like, I guess, explosive speeds that we haven't seen yet?
We have, but not with those crossbows. We've actually, our mechanicals are the only mechanicals that work with the air guns, like the lethal guns, yeah, the air bows.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, actually, the majority that use those air bows, they either use our fix or our mechanicals, or they try to use the crown. They've definitely, a lot of the air bow customers are our customers too. And we tested, to answer your question, we tested our high speeds out of the air bows back before these big 500 feet per second Ravens and stuff like that, because at one time Raven was only up at 425.
Right.
And we are rated, if on the pack, some of the packaging on the Rift and stuff, you'll see rated up to 500 feet per second with particularly the airboats.
That's very good. And then that's hard to find.
Yeah, it is. And the other question I had was in regards to the Crown. So the Crown has been around, I think, since just last year, correct?
Correct. We launched last year at the ATA show.
And with that being said, how was last season, I guess, with the Crown? How did you, I mean, for obviously yourself and the team using it and the people buying it, did you guys see, were the holes amazing? What were you seeing out of it, I guess?
Yeah, the holes were amazing for sure. We had a lot of customers send in pictures. As far as sales go, the Crown was our number one selling broadhead for 2020. And second to that was the Rift, and third to that was the OG. But the Crown, it just took over for sure. And we had so many happy customers. We had customers that might have had, you know, kind of some drawbacks from the crossbow mechanicals. They were a little iffy, like, I don't know if I want to use it. And then they were like, you know, we got the Crown now. And as soon as they put it on their crossbows, they were killing stuff left and right. And we were constantly getting messages and DMs on our Instagram and Facebook of trophy kills that were beautiful exit holes and entry holes. Just something that peace of mind, knowing we've got this 100% no-fail broadhead, it kind of gave us some satisfaction. And it was definitely
very cool
for 2020.
So, Heath, let's talk about you, though. I see you got that Matthews chair. What bow are you shooting this year coming up?
I'll be shooting the V3, most likely. I shot the VXR last year. I'm actually in Foley, Alabama right now at the ASA tournament. And I'm just parked up under my Airbnb parking deck. But I'm down here shooting. And I've actually got a booth set up for Thorn. It's kind of a small booth. We're giving it a test run, see if we do pretty good. And if we do, we're going to go on and probably do a lot more of these and reach out to some actual bow hunters and get one-on-one with them. So
little ground roots action. I like it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So the name itself, Crown, did that come before you saw the final design or after? Because the name and the way that it looks, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better name for what it looks like.
Yeah. We had it in our mind. As a faith-based company, we tried to put little innuendos, if you will.
Exactly what I was thinking,
Of a lot of faith-based stuff. And our main goal with this, with the Crown, was because we knew, like, in the back of our head what the end design was going to look like. And we knew that it would kind of have that Crown look, Crown of Thorns look, if you will.
Yep, for sure.
So we knew then that was going to, especially because it worked out, our name was already Thorn, which was a faith-based idea anyway. And when the Crown came out, or when the Crown was in the works, back before we even had a name, we threw around some different names, but the one that stuck out to us the most was, of course, Crown, because it fit perfect. And when you say the complete name, Crown of Thorns, it's just hard not to give a little smile to it, you know?
No doubt, man. And that, it's funny you say that, because that's exactly what I thought about when I saw the name and then I looked at the broadhead. That was the exact image. Is like, man, I'd hate to have that around my forehead. No doubt, man. Well, that's awesome. I don't know. I don't know if you saw the video that we did shooting it through the ballistics gel that Dave was mentioning earlier. I wasn't actually there when they shot that, but they showed me the video of it right after they did it. And I was just, I mean, that thing blew through the ballistics gel like crazy. It was absolutely amazing, that tunnel, and how far it went too.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like the damage that it did, but the penetration that it got.
I know it. And that's something, when we tested it, was mind-blowing, the kind of penetration that we were getting. We knew when we were tapping in the fixed blade stuff, we're going to see a lot different results than mechanicals. Because whether a lot of people want to admit it or not, a mechanical does slow your air down, and it does do it substantially, but not to the point that a lot of people are afraid of. But we knew when we tapped into the fixed blade, this is going to be a whole new animal. And when we tested out in Oklahoma, field tested on some does out there on film, we have our co-owner Roy Stouffer. He shot, it was a big doe, I think it was probably like 130 pound doe. He shot it at 55 yards, and it blew completely through the front right shoulder. And you can see in the footage, you can see his Luminoc bouncing across the wheat field behind him another 60 yards.
Wow.
And that deer left an incredible blood trail. It was
that did you say that was compound or crossbow? What was that?
It was a crossbow. It was actually with a Mission Sub 1.
Are nice bows for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a crossbow guy. That's what I love. And that's traditionally why I've been, more of a fixed blade guy, because of the speeds that they're pumping out and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited, man. I want to get this thing on the front of my crossbow this year. Hopefully I don't hurt myself putting it on. Cause there's a lot of cutting edges on it, but I'm excited to, man. It'll be good.
Yeah, for sure, man. We look forward to seeing what y'all can do with it. Yeah. That's
that
incredible.
Tunnel's unbelievable. It's so vicious. I was like, dang. I mean, it really just bored. That hole is like a bored hole. That's what's messed up about it, or good about it, I should say. It literally cuts every area. It's incredible. And, people don't realize there's a little bit of a spin going with it, too. So as it hits, it's going to slowly keep spinning and just cutting that hole like that. This is crazy.
Yeah. Very cool. It's a bad machine, that's for sure.
All right, Heath. So what's in the works for Thorn? You guys got anything up your sleeves coming out this year or working on?
Yes and no.
I can do. There's got to be something. There's always something in the background. Yeah,
we've got some stuff in the books, but it's going to be a little different. It probably, I don't know. You'll just have to stay tuned. It'll be under our umbrella, if you will. But we've got some pretty neat stuff coming out we've been testing on. And I've been shooting it a little bit around the office and stuff, doing some build tests. And it's pretty nice. It's pretty
killing
nice.
Me, Smalls. And, killing me.
You ever want some testing done, you let us know. We saw NDAs.
That's super awesome, but
Yeah.
I love the best thing I ever hit market, but
come on.
We'll tell you about it.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I would love to tell you all, but I kind of
like your job. I got it.
Yeah, I like my job.
Yeah. All right, Heath, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
When it's time, tell us first.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. When we do some field testing with it this fall, we may send over some pictures and little snippets of excitement before we tell the full details. But
yeah, let us know.
It'd be great. Man. Hey, enjoy your time down where you're at, man. Hopefully it's successful for you.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yes,
take
sir.
Care,
thank
man. You. We'll see you.
Have all a right. good one.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.